From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11 as he brings the next portion of a message called Through the Cross to the Crown. The focus continues to be upon verses 39 and 40. At the beginning of the message, Dr. Cairns dealt with the testimony of faith. True saving faith is absolutely essential before anyone can live rightly before God. Next, he spoke of the trial of faith. As the experience of the Old Testament saints shows, faith does not necessarily receive what we want when we want it. Further, the text teaches about the trust of faith. True biblical faith stands upon the revealed Word of God as it's found in the Holy Scriptures. The salvation of a soul depends upon what God has declared in His Word, not upon human reasoning or supposition. Then, God's people can rejoice in the triumph of faith. God will fulfill His promises, and the faith of His people will be vindicated. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 92 and verse 4. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. Do you believe that your sins are forgiven and that Christ has made a full atonement for them? Then what a joyful Christian you ought to be! How you should live above the common trials and troubles of the world! Since sin is forgiven, can it matter what happens to you now? Luther said, Smite, Lord, smite, for my sin is forgiven. If Thou hast but forgiven me, smite as hard as Thou wilt. And in a similar spirit you may say, Send sickness, poverty, losses, crosses, persecution, what Thou wilt, Thou hast forgiven me, and my soul is glad. Christian, if thou art thus saved, whilst thou art glad, be grateful and loving. Cling to that cross which took thy sin away. Serve thou him who served thee. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let not your zeal evaporate in some little song. Show your love in expressive tokens. Love the brethren of him who loved you. If there be a Mephibosheth anywhere who is lame or halt, help him for Jonathan's sake. If there be a poor tried believer, weep with him and bear his cross for the sake of him who wept for thee and carried thy sins. Since thou art thus forgiven freely for Christ's sake, go and tell to others the joyful news of pardoning mercy. Be not contented with this unspeakable blessing for thyself alone, but publish abroad the story of the cross. Holy gladness and holy boldness will make you a good preacher, and all the world will be a pulpit for you to preach in. Cheerful holiness is the most forcible of sermons, but the Lord must give it to you. Seek it this morning before you go into the world. When it is the Lord's work in which we rejoice, we need not be afraid of being too glad. As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
One thing I'm sure of, Jesus Christ can never lie. Jesus Christ can never shield the truth. And when Jesus Christ said, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out," he said what he meant, and he meant what he says. Lord, I come. I don't know that my words are right. I can't even frame my desires. I don't know my need. I can't see the depths of my heart. I can't repent the way I want to repent. I can't believe the way I want to believe. Everything I am and everything I do is tinged with sin and imperfection. But I come to Christ. And you have said you won't cast me out. Let the devil roar. Let the old evil heart of unbelief roar. Let the world contradict. The devil's a liar. My own flesh can be counted a liar. I will say like David, let God be true and every man a liar. If Jesus says it, I believe it, and that's an end of the matter. There may be times when you have great trouble. There may be times when you're going through the dark passages of life and the devil comes to you and says, oh, God has given you up. He never saved you at all, and if he ever did save you, he's changed his mind. You come back to the Word of God. Faith does not focus on the immediate circumstance. Faith does not focus on the immediate feeling. That's a natural thing for us to do. But faith is supernatural. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is based not on circumstance or feeling. It is based on the character and the Word of God. And if God says it, either He can tell the truth and nothing else, or He can also tell a lie. But the Bible says God cannot lie. I'm sure of that. Now, at times I'm not sure about how I feel. There's times I'm not sure about how I should interpret my circumstances. There's times when I don't understand what's happening. There's times when I don't begin to understand myself. But one thing I'm always sure about, God cannot lie. He can't tell a lie. And if He says it, faith takes its stand on the Word of God, whatever the appearance and whatever the circumstance. And watch this carefully. Even when its chief desire is not immediately granted, faith continues to operate in all the other areas of life, and it obtains many great blessings in those areas. You see, very often, there is one thing in a Christian's life that he's praying about, striving about, waiting for. And when he doesn't get it at that time, even though he knows it to be the will of God, but he doesn't get it at that time, the devil comes to him and he says, well, you give up in every other area. No, no, a thousand times no. These people received not the greatest promise, the thing that they were constantly looking for. They didn't receive that at that time. But they received thousands of other things. Faith continued to operate in the immediate circumstances. And this is a vital truth for us to get in everyday living. Do not let a disappointment in one thing sour your relationship with God in all the other things. Do not allow the fact that there is something very precious to you that God is holding back for His own very good purposes. Do not allow that to make you loosen the grip of faith in all the other areas of life. Look, you must live by faith. That's how you live in the home. You live by faith. That's how you women have to put up with ornery husbands, by faith. That's how many other of you women who are looking for ornery husbands have got to put up until you get them, by faith. That's how the men have got to live in the business world, and the women have got to live when they get out into business. That's how we've got to deal with our families. That's how we've got to deal with our temptations. That's how we've got to deal with the world. That's how we've got to approach the whole matter of Christian service. Get your eyes on Christ. Learn what the gospel has to say about a situation. Believe it and act upon it. And the fact that you have one area of continuing seeking and searching, and even of disappointment, must not be allowed to let you slacken off in any other area of life. Faith operates in every area, and it will produce large fruits. in those areas. And notice this. In this matter of trust, faith recognizes the difference between delay and denial. There's a world of difference. When Daniel prayed, Daniel chapter 10, he was in an agony before God for 3 solid weeks. But the angel came and said, Daniel, a man greatly beloved, the very day you started to pray, your prayer was heard. But there was a 3-week delay. There were reasons. In Daniel's case, and this just brings the veil slightly aside, I'm not even going to try to get into this area this morning. But in Daniel's case, the angel just took the veil aside a little and gave him a glimpse into a world that we hardly recognize exists. The world of spiritual warfare. It says, your prayer was heard, I'm coming to answer. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, he stood in my way. There was great spiritual conflict in order to bring this answer through. It's a world we know little about. But let's learn this. There's a world of difference between delay and denial. There are many examples of this in the scripture. You think, for instance, of Zechariah and Elizabeth. The delay had been so long that they had given up praying, but they had prayed for a son. God hadn't answered the prayer as far as they were concerned. They were wrong, of course, for he had answered. But Elizabeth didn't have a son. They reached the stage where they gave up praying, for she was now far too old to give birth to any children. So they had missed the will of God. That's their thinking. But the angel came to Zechariah and he said, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. The prayer you've even given up praying, the prayer you've forgotten about, the prayer you thought was out of the will of God, the prayer you thought was a mere expression of natural desire and God had nothing to do with it, it was heard. There was a delay for very good reason. And do you not think afterwards that Zechariah could see the reason? When John the Baptist came as the forerunner of Jesus Christ, something he couldn't have been if Zechariah's prayer had been answered at the time that he wanted it to be answered. Do you not think that Zechariah could stand back and thank God that his ways were best? Delay does not invalidate the promise, and delay does not invalidate faith in the promise. See this carefully. It's very clear from the example I've given of Zechariah. Faith accepts the Lord's timing in executing his purpose. That's the hardest thing for me to come to terms with. I have to be honest, that's a very difficult one for me personally. Faith has to accept the Lord's timing. We're always in a hurry. You see, I am circumscribed by time. Every 12th of August ticks off another year. If you're just as old as you feel sometimes, I'm about 94 and a half. I'm circumscribed by time. Many and many a time as I think of the work of God and I think of how little I have ever done for God and I think of the things I want to see done for God, I come before the Lord and I plead the prayer of the psalmist, Lord, remember how short my time is. How short it is. But you see, God is not bound by time. The Lord is not looking at a little part of a jigsaw puzzle like I am. All things past, present, and future are alike present to him. He sees it all instantaneously. He not only sees it, he controls it all.
instantaneously. His timing is best. The greatest expression in the world that faith can make is to come and say, "Thy will be done." Not my will, but thy will. There are things I have wanted today, and God has said, not today. Tomorrow. And when tomorrow has come, I have found out that God's tomorrow is far better timing than my today. Faith takes the Lord's timing. That is its trust. Finally, and very quickly, a word about its triumph. The triumph of faith: they without us should not be made perfect. It's saying that they with us shall be made perfect. Faith in Christ will be fully and finally vindicated. Do you notice again the correspondence between the beginning of the chapter and the end of the chapter? In verse 1, faith deals with things not seen. We come to the end of the chapter, they're dealing with the promise that they still haven't received. So we're still dealing with things not seen. But these things were real to faith, and they are soon, surely, to be realized. Think of this. Did God promise to send Christ the first time, that he would go and fulfill Isaiah 53 and die on the cross and purchase our redemption? Did God promise that? Yes, he did. Did he fulfill it? When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law. Now the same God has promised that he will send his Son again, this time in glory, not as a sacrifice for sin, but he's coming as the great Redeemer to bring his people into the eternal consummation of his salvation. Will he fulfill that? Thank God he will. At the moment, there seems to be a delay. And the ungodly have mocked this delay. Peter says they would mock, just as they did in the ancient times. Where is the promise of his coming? The ungodly will mock the delay, but I tell you, there's a very good reason for the delay. He didn't fulfill it to the Old Test, this promise to the Old Testament saints. Why? Because he wanted first to reach you and me. If God had brought in the millennium and then heaven in the days of Isaiah, you wouldn't have been in it. Very good reason, as far as I can see then, for God to delay. I worship him for his delay there. For because of that delay, I have a place in the kingdom. Similarly, he's delaying the coming of Christ. Why? For the very same reason.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.